Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's the Big 420 Party. Purple Haze in Largo is having a free party Wednesday, April 20th, and Saturday, April 23rd, from noon to 10 p.m. There'll be free giveaways, free samplings, live music, live glass blowing, and some really big sales. Food and beverage will be available at this family-friendly event. That's Purple Haze, 10999 Seminole Boulevard in Largo. Purple Haze, free party Wednesday, April 20th, and Saturday, April 23rd, from noon to 10 p.m.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day. Under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
For the Brian Cash Clause Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Clause.
Another one in the books. How we doing there, buddy? Are we okay? Because, you know, you could do a show with all these electronic stuff, but when you have Ed here, you know it's going to be done right.
Right.
So thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
Yeah, so we're live here at Purple Haze Tobacco. Their phone number is 397-7473. Can you ask the guy to put down the music a little?
That is down.
That is down? Okay, good. You're going to hear cars going by? And then I was thinking, right, what did I ask you guys? Maybe we set up in the back.
Right.
But then why not have the cars? You guys ever sleep with rain?
Oh, yes.
Do you, Ed, ever sleep with... Oh, rain. He doesn't have a mic.
No.
But you ever sleep with rain? You know what I like is rain and jazz.
Yeah.
What's
your
favorite?
Sleep nice. Rain.
Rain, yeah.
Rain?
Yep.
So what we got is cars in the background because we're live.
We are live, yes,
from
sir.
The Purple Haze.
The biggest 420 party in the Bay.
It's the biggest 420 in the Bay. We got live music here. What else do we got here? We got a boutique. Tell us about the boutique you guys got.
It's the Whispering Gypsy Boutique, and we're located at 1300 North East Bay Drive.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your boutique.
We carry all different women's apparel. We have name brand purses, shoes, clothing, new and gently used items.
Very good. Gently used.
Gently used as well, yes.
It's See how you worded boutique. That? Not used, but gently
used. Gently used, yes, sir. Yes.
There is a way to use words, right? Because people say, like, you can't say nothing wrong to someone. If they want to do it, they'll do it. That's not true.
Right.
Because there is a way to use buzzwords to get something across that has a better sound to it.
Right.
Definitely. Right?
And we also like to call ourselves a unique boutique.
Yeah, unique boutique.
Unique boutique, yes,
Why
sir.
Is that?
Because we have some very unique pieces, you know. Yes.
Jewelry, different shoe apparel.
Yes.
All different name brand purses.
Wow, you're right up Lolo's aisle, right? Doesn't Lolo like a classy lady dress? I wish she had a mic. Because he's a great guy.
Yeah.
But our Lolo, the owner of the station, he runs the station,
right.
Ed. But anyhow.
We're looking forward to meeting her and having her.
Yeah, because you, maybe you could bring your stuff to, could you do the same thing you did here and bring your stuff to the station?
Oh, sure.
Of course.
And then, you know what we'll do?
Of course.
I'm doing this on the run. But what I'm going to do is invite all my women, people that I know, Tammy, and we'll have like a woman's event.
That would be wonderful.
At the radio show. And just dedicated to the boutique.
Yes, definitely.
And then see how much money we can generate.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe you can give like 10% to like a charity.
Oh, yes. And that's another thing I was going to say is we have deals every day. We go from 10%. Sometimes we do 50%.
And it's on our Facebook page too. Every day, what's the sale?
So tell people how they can get to your Facebook.
Go to the Whispering Gypsy. Right on Facebook.
Well, how'd you come up with the name Whispering Gypsy?
Well, it came actually when we bought the store. It was called the Whispering Gypsy to begin with, and the logo was there. So we liked it, and it just fit our personalities. So
right.
We kept it.
Right.
Very good.
Yes.
And our phone number is 727-401-3240.
Say it again slow. Say it.
727-401-3240.
What is today? Today's
420.
Is there 420 in there? Say the number. Can we get 420?
There is.
Let me
right
see.
There.
Oh, look at that.
Our last four digits, 420.
Are you kidding me?
That
amazing. Unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable. You know, we got to get in touch with Oasis, Tammy. Get in touch with Oasis Hair Salon. Call him. I have his cell phone, or just call the station and get it. Because you want to hear what happened there. It was in a miracle today. Is that he has three locations.
Right.
We put out the book in all three of his locations. But he's doing a grand opening Monday.
Oh, wow.
Guess when we get the new printed book.
Gotcha.
Guess what day? Monday.
Oh, okay.
I should have said 420. I mean, really, let's decide. Who cares? Who's going to? I'm not on a polygraph.
Yeah, right?
But he made the deal on 420.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I gotcha.
But, like, see, he's doing a grand opening on Monday. Our book hits on Monday. So when would he want the book to hit? On Monday.
On Monday.
And he has three locations, one in Dunedin, one in Palm Harbor, and one in Oldsmar.
Right.
Right. So we have different books for different markets.
I gotcha, yeah.
Right, so he's going to be in multiple books. But what is the answer to that? I'm going to tell the story. You know, it is kind of windy out.
Oh, yes, it is.
It fell.
Yes.
But we are
located right on East Bay Drive, right past Highland.
In between Lake Avenue and Highland Avenue.
And Highland Avenue.
Okay.
Right on the left-hand side. Where there's like a... You know, a bunch of different restaurants in there.
Plaza.
Well, tell us the
plaza.
Restaurants.
There's Thai Basil right next door to us. And then, like, two doors down, there's a German bistro. And then there's a Cuban. And then there's a Mexican place.
Wow, so you guys can eat good.
Yeah, and plus you can come have lunch and stop by the boutique. We have a lot of customers of ours that come in. They go to lunch, ladies, and they stop and shop. And then they go eat and... You know, they like it. They see, you know.
Right.
And we do dress people, too. If you're coming in for a special event or anything like that, we could dress you from head to toe. We have clients that we do that, too, for.
Very good. Purple Haze.
Yes, Purple Haze.
Purple Haze.
They got a lot of nice stuff in there.
Yes, what I wanted it to do is put signs out right here.
Oh, yes.
So this way, when people drive by, people are spontaneous, right?
Yes.
They're already here.
Yes.
And that's how I would have done it just a little differently. I would have had signs up.
Well, maybe we could take our flag and put it right out front over here.
Yeah, with Leo's...
Our Whisper Gypsy banner.
Yeah, but the big boss here is Leo.
Yes, I got
you. No, nothing gets done without the big boss.
And he did tell us to put it over there, so that's where we went.
That's right. He's the
big boss. Whatever Leo says.
Yeah, he's the boss.
Yes.
So do you guys do any smoke products, like stuff like that, CBD or anything like that?
No.
You're supposed to say yes.
Well, I do some CBD to go to sleep, yes. And I do smoke, yes. You know.
Right. But the thing is, you know, they say a lawyer should never ask a question he doesn't know the answer to. Yeah. You know that?
Yeah.
Because he might get the answer he doesn't want.
Yeah.
But tell us how you take stuff to go to sleep with.
I do like gummies, stuff like that, you know.
And what are they, like Adderall?
Adderall.
What does Adderall do anyway?
I don't know. I don't take Adderall.
Right.
I don't know.
But, huh?
It's like, yeah.
Right. So
I don't know.
Very good. So what we're going to do here is I'm going to do this. Who came up with this flyer?
Our co-owner, Steve.
Oh, you guys, I didn't even think to ask. Who are you?
Well, they call me, my name is Anne, and they call me the genie.
The genie?
Yes, she's the gypsy, I'm the genie.
I'm the owner, I'm the gypsy.
And she's the gypsy.
And this is my fiancé, Steve, and he's the owner with me.
That's it. Okay,
that's it.
So you're still available then.
No.
No, seriously, right?
No. Oh, there goes the chair again.
All right. So it is windy out today,
huh?
It is
very windy.
Right.
Very windy, yes.
Okay. So we're going to play. Can you play a song, too? Can we play some music? Okay. So what song would you guys like to hear in honor of the gypsy? The Whispering Gypsy.
That's on
Pick
you.
A song. Grant.
Gypsy Rose.
Okay, that's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, you don't want to have silence. This is a young man here, right here, Grant.
Hi.
Just really, what a special guy. You like, you guys all have children?
Yes.
Do you know, like, when you're proud of your children?
Oh, yes.
Not that he's my child. I would be his grandfather, actually. Grant, but I'm so proud of him. I made a joke, too. And then he said to me, I made a stupid joke one time, and then he goes, oh, now you're trying too hard to make up for it. But no, he's a graduate. He's a graduate from what college?
Indiana.
Right? And then he has all his friends. Leo! Okay, let Leo sit down, and I'm going to put you guys back on.
And I want to thank you for having us on.
Yeah, okay, Nate, give us your address and all that.
The Whispering Gypsy, and it's 1300 North East Bay Drive.
Okay, we're going to end the show with you guys.
Okay. Appreciate that. Thank you so
much.
Okay,
Leo and Grant, you guys both sit down. Thank you so much. We're going to play what song? You ready? Oh, no. He'll tell us.
Here we go.
Leo, the big Leo. Yes. We got Leo coming. We got Grant. Sold out. That's what you like, right? As a salesman. What is that? Is that the best thing in the world to have? Sold out?
As long as you started with a lot of food.
There you go. All right. So Purple Haze. Oh.
Hi, Brian. How are you today?
Good, Leo. So we got Leo in the house, the big cheese of Purple Haze, and Grant from Gateway Subs. I know, it's like I do it too much, but I'm like, if you have children, Leo?
I have a little 4-year-old, yes.
Okay, that is great. So yeah. You know then. So when your child does really well in life, like when this thing 20 years from now,
yeah,
are you going to be proud?
I'm already proud. She's doing really good.
You could be proud the whole way. She's
a 4-year-old mini-me.
Wow.
So she's doing awesome, yeah.
Like, what are the, and you know, you can tell the progression of kids too is what they watch. Like, you know, they watch, you know, remember, anybody remember, do they watch Blue Clues? Do you know what that is? Then they go up to something else, and then they go up to something else, and then they, now my daughter is doing Disney, right? And then I said, oh, now she's doing Disney. Now she's watching real movies. You know, I never once took my daughter to see, or any of my kids to see an R movie, ever. If it's R, I don't take, you know. Hey, it's the win. The win.
It's the win. It's, today was, these parties are very, very stressful.
Yes.
You have no idea, because you try to plan it months in advance, and it never fails. Today, he shows up at 1 o'clock, and we're still scrambling. Or it was like 12 o'clock, and we're still scrambling. So last night, I was out here till 2 o'clock in the morning getting everything ready to go.
I wish I would have came down.
Sure you would have. when I'm up and everybody else is sleeping, today is going to be a very good day. The gathering normally starts at around 3:30.
Okay, good.
Is when everybody starts showing up, because they know at 4 o'clock I start handing out free rolls.
Ah.
Okay, so everybody in the crowd is going to have free rolls. At 4:20, everybody lights up. Now, understand, today's Wednesday also. So Wednesday, some people also are at work, and that's the reason why I do a two-day event. Wednesday, for people who don't work,
right,
going to have a good time on 4:20. And then also on 4:23, which is going to be a Saturday. Saturday's crowd is going to be a lot bigger. So I want to do... I just had her get the...
Just real quick something. Can you also have them get the song from Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze? Oh, Bobby.
Yeah, I got Purple Haze and I got Gypsy Rose.
Wow, you already had it, huh, Bobby?
Well, that's Purple amazing. Haze I did have ready, yes, on hand.
That's amazing. Bobby's prepared. There's where you see people on their game. No, go ahead.
I want to say, hey, this is Leo with Purple Haze Tobacco Stores, and I'm here with Brian from Tan Talk Radio, and we're here on the corner of 110th and Seminole Boulevard at our 21st annual 4:20 Customer Appreciation Party.
Live radio show.
Live radio
show.
And then
we got Tune It to Grant.
And this is Grant, and you own?
Gateway Subs down in St. Petersburg.
Gateway Subs. That's awesome. You guys have cold and hot subs?
Cold and hot subs. We can toast it.
That's awesome, dude.
Yes.
So you got to make sure that you remember when I come in there and get a meatball sub, right?
Oh, yeah.
So today we're having this event out here at the Purple Haze of Seminole. It's a 4:20 event for the cannabis culture people. We're going to have a lot of free giveaways today. 3:30, 4 o'clock is when most of the people start showing up. 3:30, 4 o'clock, that's the time you want to be here, because I start handing out pre-rolls. The reason why is at 4:20, we have a big celebration. We light up at the same time, and we just have a good old time. We have a band out of Sarasota called Eruption. And Eruption is a reggae band. They're going to be playing from 5 till 10. We have a food truck out here. We're waiting for the food truck to show up. I'm hungry. It's noon.
Me
too. I want to get something to eat. Everybody out here wants to eat. We do have sodas and beer inside right now, but if you guys come out, hopefully the food truck will be out here by the time that that you guys get out here. We have Jay is blowing glass inside.
Really?
So if you guys want to see how the glass is being made, how the stuff that we sell is being made,
I'd like to see that.
We have a glass blowing studio out back, and it's pretty amazing. It is kind of warm in there. So we have the doors open, so that way there's a nice little cross breeze. But yeah, it's going to be a good time today.
Wow. The glass. When's the glass thing being done?
He just got back with some propane, so he's going to start working right away.
Really? How far is he from here right now?
Right behind the building. It's right there, right behind the building.
Because we can actually do it, if you take it, put it on Facebook. Do you want to put it on Facebook, him doing it on the radio?
Facebook Live right now from Purple Haze at 10999.
Seminole Boulevard.
So what do you think? What do you think the last three numbers of the gypsies are that were here? You can guess. I'll buy you a Big Mac, and I'll let you biggie size.
The last three numbers of what now?
Of their phone number. If you can guess it.
POT.
What is that?
I don't know.
Pot.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, but
can you guess? You get a.
Hey,
I'll let you Biggie. No, I'll buy you a sub at your shop.
Hey, I'm gonna say something. I don't know if anybody wants a pot pie from Boston Market today. Go out there, let them know that Leo sent you, and they'll sell it to you for $4.20.
We'll get a couple of them.
Okay, so pot pie. Okay, get it? $4.20 pot pie at Boston Market. Make sure you tell the managers that Leo from Purple Haze sent you. Also, the guys behind me is Redemption Auto Sales. Any cars that you get there, now you did say that you wanted to get a car.
Yes.
So he's taking $420
wow.
off.
Tammy,
where were we
for the last 3 or 4 days?
What trying
we?
To buy a car.
Yeah.
The only reason we did it is because of you.
You need to buy a car over there.
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I'm going to go there after this.
When you get a chance, go over there and talk to Kyle. Kyle will hook you up, $420 off. If you go to Boston Market today, tell them that Leo from Purple Haze sent you, you're going to get a pot pie for $4.20.
Wow, pot pie. Is that legal?
Absolutely, pot pie.
Pot pie. Is there THC in it?
No THC. We can sprinkle it on for you.
That's it. That's the sprinkles. The last three numbers of their phone number, no one wanted to answer me. 420.
420, okay.
Is that amazing?
It should have clicked.
They're reading the phone number off. And then we realized the last three numbers of their number is 420. Was it meant to be that they were here?
They showed up, and I'm like, who are you guys? And they're like, well, Brian told us to come out here and set up. And I'm like, really? Oh, okay.
No, actually, that's not true, actually. But because Tammy texted me saying they want, I didn't know. That's why. But anyhow, but is that amazing? 420?
Yeah. Hey, right. Jerry.
Yes.
Jerry.
Anyhow.
Wait. You want to see how loyal my very good employees are? This is Jerry. Come here, Jerry.
Are you the one that got the zip ties?
Huh?
Did you get the zip ties for
us? I did get the zip ties.
Right. Can I say something about her too?
This is Jerry Lynn. Look at her hair. Purple
and
green.
Advertisement.
Purple and green, which matches the store colors of Purple Haze.
Wow.
Now, Stella is inside her playpen area by herself because no kids came out yet. There is a...
That's the four-year-old.
That's the four-year-old.
Soon to be five.
Yeah, so...
With her purple... Do you notice with her purple...
She's got purple hair, too.
Purple hair, and but her purple... What do they call that?
She's got her Harley Davidson shirt on. So if you guys have any motorcycles, you can park on the site. You don't have to park across the street. So make sure you guys come out. But isn't Jerry's outfit pretty cool? Look at that. Let me see a full... Look at that shit.
She went all out.
That is awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
No curse.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Oh, bad mouth.
Wow, can I say,
can
you
ask
her to come over again?
Hey, Jer, he wants to ask you a question.
So, this is what I want to say about you. I want you to hear this. Like whenever you do a project, like, there's trial and error in anything, right? But what happens is some people, you give them a project to do, they only got one hurdle. And if they can't overcome that hurdle, the whole project comes to a halt. Not you. What did you do to get the zip ties so we can put the banner up? Like how many places did you look and you didn't just give up?
I didn't get the zip ties.
Okay, then.
But if I did, hi guys.
I thought
hey,
it was you.
This is Julia, my lovely soulmate, wife, friend, partner, guardian angel. And she's here running the store today. And make sure you guys come on out and say hi to everybody that's out here. Make sure you come out around 3:30. Between 3:30 and 1:30 is going to be safe. Because that way I have enough time to hand out the pre-rolls today at Purple Haze here on the corner of 10999 Seminole Boulevard. And we're here with Brian from Tan Talk, live radio station, right? Live radio thing going on right now. Say
hello.
Hey, what's
Purple
up?
Haze. Can we play this song, Purple Haze? Is that okay?
Yes.
Who?
David.
Okay, David. Real quick, we're going to play Purple Haze. The song, do you like Purple Haze from Jimi Hendrix, David?
Real quick, we're
going to
play Purple Haze.
Yeah, did he hear? The song. Okay, can you, Bobby, play Purple Haze? That's it. That was Purple Haze from Jimi Hendrix.
3:30, definitely be here. That's
yeah, and believe it or not, Jimi Hendrix was murdered, by the way. He was all the people that brought him into the hospital. They interviewed all the ambulance drivers and all that, and they show it documentations. These are the ambulance drivers, and that he had red wine. He was waterboarded with red wine. It had nothing to do with heroin. He never even did heroin. And they interviewed 20 of his friends, and not one said he ever did heroin, ever. And that was when they were murdering, they murdered Martin Luther King, they murdered Kennedy and all that. That was that era where, and it was mainly because of the Black Panthers. He was supporting the Black Panthers. Anyhow, that's how Jimi Hendrix died.
Okay, I did not know that.
Yeah. So anyhow, we're going to do a quick jingle here on the top of your head. And this is how good you are.
I'm going to do a quick jingle for Purple Haze Tobacco Stories.
An award-winning jingle.
Award-winning. Well, this is kind of on the spot, I have to say. So, but that's okay, because we,
because that's who you are.
Well, hey, it's 420. It's good and plenty. Purple Haze for all your better days.
That's awesome.
Now, for real, when we sit down, we talk about kind of come up with the, what's some kind of hard. We got the jams in the background, the motorcycles riding by, so little sound effects for the Purple Haze. But yeah,
do another one. Come on, ready? Do it good, because this is my man, Leo.
That's it, because Brian Cash asked me to do it fast to give you something for Purple Haze, Purple Haze. So many ways to enjoy life more.
I don't know.
That's awesome.
But Purple Haze, that's all we want to get across. It's a party today. You get here at 420 and give them the address and how you would tell them how to get here.
Yeah, it's 10999 Seminole Boulevard in Largo, Florida. And we're here on the corner of 110th and Seminole. easiest way to get here from where?
From anywhere.
Well, if you're coming from, let's say, downtown St. Pete, I'd say take Park Boulevard to Seminole. Take a right on Seminole. 110th, I'm right there in the corner. If you're coming from Clearwater, go down Missouri. Missouri turns into Seminole, and we're here on the corner, 110th and Seminole, next to Charlie and Millie's and Redemption Auto Sales.
Very good. I know how to get here.
And remember, if you guys want some pot pies, go to Boston Market and tell the manager that Leo from Purple Haze sent you, and you're going to get the pot pies for $4.20. Okay, pot pies for $4.20. Make sure you guys.
I wonder what the flavor is on a pot
just
pie.
Just eat a chicken or turkey, man. Come on, it's a pot pie.
He's really trying to go for, you know, an edible.
He actually
he's
wants.
He's going
he wants,
for the edible. I know.
Pot in the pie,
if I told you my favorite dish, seriously, is pot pie. Yeah, because I like him because they had. It's like it's for a single guy. I can just stick it in the oven. Where's Boston Market?
It's right down the corner.
It's a food place.
I know, but which one?
The one here on Seminole and 113th.
Okay, because
it's actually Park Boulevard and 113th.
Well, guess what? Can you get as many as you want?
As many pot pies for $4.20 a piece each.
What
each
do they normally pie. Sell for?
Like $10.
Wow.
I'm going to go get 20 pot pies.
I'm going to get all one together. Brian, why don't you get four and then get 20?
Oh. Yeah, exactly. That's what you need to do. Right. Hey, Brian, I'm going to go take off for a little bit, walk around.
And then come back on Sunday.
I will come back in a little bit.
Yeah. Thank you, Leo. This is Leo from the Purple Haze.
Perfect.
And then we got Dave on the line. Hey, Dave, how's it going?
Going well.
Still there? Well, very good. So we got a party going on here. We got music. We got a band coming. We got 420. We got, are they going to be, everybody's going to be smoking. There's an area for the kids. It's really happening here, huh? Can you do one? Okay. I got you here. We're going to do one for Oasis Hair Salon. He just, can I tell them the story, Dave?
Go ahead.
So anyhow, he's doing a grand opening next week, right?
Okay.
What is the odds in Altamont, right, that we are distributing the book next week on Monday? Then on top of that, he has a place in Altamont, Palm Harbor, and Dunedin. And that we cover all three locations for him.
That's awesome.
Is that amazing?
That is awesome.
Right, Dave? Isn't that kind of amazing? So the people that came here, the gypsies, right? Guess what the last three phone... What's their last three numbers of their phone number is?
420.
That's right. Is that amazing that we... One guest that we have come here, their phone number is 420? Is that like... What is that called? Is that a God moment? I don't know. Should we?
Yeah, coincidence, statistical probability of zero that still occurs. Maybe.
Is it odd or is it God?
It's ironic.
It's ironic. All right, so let's do.
I'm impressed David got 420, unless he was answering or listening before, because I didn't think about that.
I think that's one of those. Guess what you just won, Dave? You just won a $50 gift certificate to Gateway Subs. And Tammy, and you're not going to take no for an answer. And I want you to give a credit card for this. I don't want no gift certificate. I'm going to pay this man $50 from our credit card, and we're going to give him Euro. You like subs, Dave?
Yes, I do.
Well, you're going to get the best sub in the world from Gateway Subs.
Nice half-pound hoagie on Brian. It's going to taste so much sweeter knowing that Brian paid for it. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wait. I said I'm mailing you out a check.
Yeah. I'll get here in 3 weeks.
All right. So, Jingle Man.
Yeah.
Can you do something for Oasis's grand opening? It's a hair salon, high-class hair salon in Altamont.
When's the opening?
When is the opening, Dave?
We're opening to the public next week on Friday.
Oh, on Friday.
Friday.
April 29th.
Okay, so okay, talk to him and he's going to do a commercial for you real quick.
So what? Now, Dave, you're in Oldsmar. Where are you, Dave?
Such an organized show, right?
We're in the North Bay Plaza in the corner of the road and racetrack.
And there's a Lowe's in there.
Okay.
There's a Lowe's right next to Lowe's, yes.
Gotcha. Okay. What I'd love to do is I actually go to a meeting in Oldsmar on Tuesdays at lunch. Are you around where I can come see you before or after?
Yeah, I'll be there on Tuesday of next week.
All right, there you go. I will make a point to come by and see you. We'll talk. We'll schmooze. We'll sing. We'll dance. We'll see if we can brand Oasis. Absolutely. And you know one of the things? I don't know where the... You got a coupon book handy?
No.
No? Oh, didn't bring one? Okay. Okay. Because one of the things that I have been promoting to a lot of my clients is, you know, today people... QR codes are back.
Right.
They're easy to use. And... When you look at these ads, all these ads, if you put a little QR code on them,
right,
somebody can see that ad, pop their phone in front of it, and it will pop up to a landing page where they can have a little video and their jingle playing. So I now can make people's print sing.
Wow.
You don't have to be on TV and radio to have a branded musical image create that top of mind for you. So something that we might want to talk about how to make that happen.
Okay, so you want to see something? So
whether you're going to believe this gateway stuff, man.
I know. There's a QR code in there. I know there is.
No, we talk about QR code?
We did not.
Yeah.
Pull it up so we can see it. We are now doing that. We just got a guy. We're going to be designing QR codes. Let us see the ad. It's going to be in this book.
Awesome.
It's a guy that does web design.
Okay.
He has 20 years experience. And it says web design going across the top. 20 years experience. And then we have a big QR code in his head. Let us design an app or a QR code for you.
Perfect.
It's in this book. Is that amazing?
That is amazing.
Well, now, is that odd?
The live jingle's cool.
Yeah.
Being able to pull that up and like post that anywhere and social media especially, and like a pleasant surprise, because most of the time when you pull up a QR code, it's not something that's going to entertain you necessarily. You're either looking at something, or it's a survey or something that's a little bit more monotonous.
Yes.
And the jingle thing's an unexpected pleasant surprise.
Yeah. That's awesome.
We should
That's
talk about
that
idea.
Absolutely.
Let's just change that. Let us put a QR code and let your print sing. Put that in there. Send that to
I know you're in here. Hold on.
Is that amazing? So tell us about what's going on. Ask him a question, you guys.
You guys interview.
Can you interview?
Here we go.
Gateway Subs. Can you interview? Come up with a jingle. Dave, you still there?
Yeah.
Is Dave still there? That's what we'll do for you too. You know, we'll put a QR code. I can't say this particular book, right? Because we just started it. But how does that sound? You put that in your ad, and then you let your ad sing.
So the other thing that you can do though is there are static and there are dynamic QR codes. So, for instance, wherever you host your video, because clearly your video is not going to be in the book. Wherever you host, whatever platform you host your video, you can create the QR code that goes to that video, but you can change that video out so you don't actually have to change the QR code. You can just replace the video that QR code goes to. So you can literally every month have a different video that has a different message, different special promotion. The idea of putting the jingle there is it just creates that top of mind, so when they see it and they hear it, each time they see and hear it, whether they come in this month or not, they're getting top of mind and they're getting branding that comes from being in there, and it follows through to their social media and all those sorts of things as well. So, yeah, it's really expanded the world of audio, because audio is everywhere.
And it helps print media stay alive.
Yeah.
Right. Can I ask you, can you interview Dave? He owns Oasis Hair Salon. Can you ask him some questions?
Dave, when did you start Oasis Hair Salon?
We opened our first location. We actually acquired from another stylist back in January of 2018. And that location is in Palm Harbor, right on Tampa Road between US 19 and East Lake Road. So we've been there for a little bit over 4 years now.
And now you're you're moving to operating your third location, correct?
So later last year, 2021, we opened our second location in Dunedin on Pinehurst in St. Christopher. It's just one block north of Main Street. And next week, we're going to be opening our third location, as I mentioned, in Oldsburg, on the corner of Tampa Road and Racetrack Road.
Very cool. What is one thing that sets your hair salon apart from the rest of the hair salons?
One thing is, you know, we called Oasis Salon for a reason. We want to for our clients to come in there and feel welcome, feel relaxed, that they can forget about what's going on in the world, and for us to be able to give them great customer service.
So you take an extra care on customer service where other people might see you as a product and you get them in and get them out, where you guys actually take the time to get to know your clients and hopefully build a more of a lifetime customer base around treating people well?
Yes, we really take pride on how we treat our clients and our guests. You know, everybody that comes through our doors, we treat as family. It's not just another client. You know, we get to know them, we get to know their families, and, you know, what's going on with their lives. So we pray for them. You know, we take care of our guests, and we love on them.
That's awesome. I was just up in Dunedin for the I'm down in St. Petersburg, so I don't make it all the way up there all that often, but I was just up there walking around, and it's a really cool town, and I can definitely see how a vibe of treating people well and in that town giving back. It feels quite local, even though there's a good tourist portion to it, too. And I got some long locks, some nice long blonde hair, so I might come in and need to get a haircut eventually. So I know where to go.
You're welcome to come. Absolutely. And our hairstylists, you know, they're master stylists, color specialists, very experienced. Over total combined, we have over 150 years of experience between all of our staff. So they definitely know what they're doing.
Wow, very good. Ask my friend Grant here some. He owns a sub shop. What questions do you think, Dave, you can ask him about Gateway Subs?
How long have you been in business?
We've only been in business for 5.5 months, but we are making moves on our second location over in South Pasadena on the way to the beach, because nothing's better than a hoagie on the beach. And we're actually on the bridge from South Pasadena going to St. Pete Beach on your right. Traffic. On your right. It's crazy. It's a crazy Wednesday.
We're like right on the road, Dave.
Everyone's high.
We just heard a screech and stop, and my heart skipped a beat.
Between the traffic and the band, the music playing, it's a little loud out here.
Yeah.
We're live.
Good
mode.
Good control chaos. But yeah, we're getting just past the hospital. We're getting ready to open the second location. It's me and three of my best friends. All not dropped their college degrees, we still have them, but traded our college degrees for a sandwich shop and started selling smiles and been serving the city of St. Pete and getting a really cool community base in the same way that you were talking about with customer service and just treating people well. That's, you know, our number one goal is whatever makes you happy makes us happy, and, you know, we can't find, if you don't have a combination of meat that you like, we'll figure out a way to make it work, so.
Can't even make this up.
Sorry.
I love it.
Add another thing to it.
I actually love it. Woo! Somebody, there's an emergency for hunger.
Isn't that great?
It's actually good. I want it. This is like placed for the ambiance. Like raindrops in the background when you sleep.
So what's the significance of the...
That was the screech.
What was the significance of the bison?
When I was going to college in Indiana, I worked on a bison farm. And originally I wanted to do that full time. And then we do sell like bison meatballs on specials on Wednesdays every now and then. You have to follow our Instagram and be on top of it. Every Wednesday's a different special. But eventually I'd like to be a distribution site for bison. And
I just want to clarify, you're talking bison meatballs, not
Bison meatballs, not bison balls. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. But yes.
I didn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did he say bison balls?
But we did. But I
got it on tape.
Wait, I just want to say, Senor, the bull, he does not always lose.
They were, we called him Bee's Bison Balls because the guy who makes them, Brandon's a chef, so, yeah. But they're good. Really, really good. Little 1 ounce bison balls, meatballs. And you get 8 ounces, so a half pound of meat on it, and it's a nice thick sub. But that's only a special. Don't show up thinking that it's going to be there every day.
Okay.
So let me ask you a question, Dave. You ready? How many bison balls do you want?
I'll take them all.
Take them all. A lot of meatballs.
But that's, give us your address.
It's 3112 3rd Ave North, St. Petersburg, right past the post office on 3rd Avenue North and 31st Street.
Awesome.
Gateway.
Thanks for letting me stop by.
But the main thing I think when you could feel his personality.
Absolutely.
Right? Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So, genuine, right?
Yeah, I met him last week, actually, too.
Yeah.
Another event.
Chamber of Madison.
Yeah. Is that amazing? Is that odd?
That we're back together again?
And it's God. But anyhow, his thing is you come as a customer, but you leave as family.
Saw that.
That's his motto.
Every dog gets a slice of turkey. Kids get if they give Henry a high five, they get a free cookie. Yeah. You know, baker, you can do whatever you want.
You spell dog backwards. What do you got? God. God keeps coming in here.
Oh, my God. It must be you, Brian.
There you go.
You're bringing the light energy.
Wow. Buy something over there for me from that big array or something. For somebody. One of your people.
All right? All right. Thanks. Don't leave. All right. Oh, can you do something for the gypsy? Here.
He can't. It takes work. He's got to put some thought to this. It doesn't... Always a pleasure, Brian. Okay. I'll be hanging around.
Yes,
I'm getting up as well.
Okay. God bless you, Grant. And Dave, can you give your three locations where they're at?
Yes, the Palm Harbor location is 3446 Tampa Road, Palm Harbor. Dunedin is 1291 St. Christopher Drive in Dunedin. And the new Ulsmer location opening up next week, it's at 18371 West Hillsborough Avenue in Ulsmer.
Wow. And when's the fourth one going up, Dave?
That may be maybe Safety Harbor. I'm not sure yet. We have.
Wow. It's amazing because we do a Safety Harbor book too. So, anyhow, thanks for being on the show, Dave. Congratulations. You should be here. It's a real party atmosphere at Purple Haze Tobacco. They have medical CBD, they have high quality kratom, glass growing studio. They make their glass here on the premises, and the guy's doing it right now. So, if you came down here, you can watch how glass is made. It's really fun. Then we got a live music going. We have a live band coming in. We're going to have food. And it's going to be, it's just a party atmosphere at Purple Haze. So now we got the gypsy people here. Tell us a little bit. What did you think? Have you sold anything?
Yes, we did. We sold a purse to... She bought a purse.
Yes. You know, it's so funny. I watched...
A Patricia Nash purse, yes.
You know, I watched her, right?
Yes.
Do you ever have, like, a woman, like, that's with you? And I watched her. She was shopping, buying her purse. Everybody else is working, right? Tammy's shopping.
Well, now she's working. Now she's working.
Yes. No, I'm just saying.
Yes, thank you, Tammy.
She is...
Yes. Here, I'll give you a little sticker you can put on the back of your phone or wherever you want. I put one on the back of my car. Yes, the Whispering Gypsy in Largo.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about you guys.
Well, it's 1300 East Bay Drive in Largo. And the phone number is 727-401-3240. And you can also follow us on Facebook, The Whispering Gypsy.
And we've got a lot, any women's apparel, from necklaces to purses, name brand shoes, We can dress you from head to toe.
Yes.
Do you see how you guys came here and it's 420?
Yes.
And the last three numbers are 420?
Yeah. Well, it's 240,
but still.
You miss them around. Yeah.
I'm twisting it, though.
Yes,
still.
Yes, I know.
But is that pretty cool?
I got goosebumps.
There you go. Is that odd?
Goosebumps.
Or is that God?
It's meant to be.
Right.
It's meant to be.
Right. So that's good.
Yeah.
So tell us more, like, what are the coolest outfits you got that you like?
Well, I like, you know, bell bottoms are coming back, believe it or not, and we have some really cute printed pants, lightweight, kind of like what I got on, you know, right now. And we
have a hodgepodge of everything.
I mean, that's why it's a unique boutique. I mean, if you're going to a wedding or to a baby shower or
beautiful dresses
for any occasion,
we've got golf outfits for somebody who's outdoorsy.
Yes.
Very good.
We don't really do bathing suits, but we have a couple bathing suits.
And my daughter's going to come to your shop, too.
Yes.
And I want you to hook her up.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
When she was 16, she graduated with an associate's degree.
Oh,
well, she's
wow.
at Miami University right now. And
wow.
now she's coming back April 28th. And then she got accepted full scholarship because of her. She was also... Oh, I thought I heard something. But anyhow, we're right here on the road. Could you imagine me if I was in the Army?
Oh, my God.
I'm worried about a car. Oh, shit, a gun?
Oh, my God.
I'm one of those guys that never would have came out of the foxhole. Everybody else is shooting. I'd be hiding. Huh? Or I'd be, my gun would be like this. You know, see those, but anyhow, we're right here on the road.
Right,
you're putting your life in danger. Now, would I get in trouble if you got hurt? Would there be a lawsuit? Send somebody by to hit you, right?
No, it's not worth it. No.
You think that's ever happened? Something like that where
somebody's looking and gets distracted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Bobby, can you play the song Gypsy? In honor of
Gypsy Rose.
Gypsy Rose, in the honor of the whispering Gypsy.
Yes.
Located
the burlesque show. Oh, say, has anybody seen my sweet Gypsy Rose? Here's a picture when she was my sweet Mary Jo. Now she's got rings on her fingers and all the land of dreams. Whoa, here she comes a strutting in her birthday clothes. Say, has anybody seen my sweet Gypsy Rose? Oh, baby, won't you come home? Say, we all miss you. And every night we kiss your picture. That's the day you wake up and you find you're all alone. So let's say goodbye to Gypsy. Hello, Mary Jo. Say, has anybody seen my sweet Gypsy Rose?
He's Leo. He has medical CBD. I'm reading this because we're right here in the parking lot. High quality kratom. And they do this glass thing that's going to be real interesting.
Yes.
I want to go over there with you guys.
I want to see that,
What do you
want
to say?
I just want to let you guys know this party is going on all day at Purple Haze, 10999 Seminole Boulevard, till 10 o'clock tonight. And then again, all over on Saturday, all day till 10 o'clock at night. Live music, glass blowing, free prizes, giveaways. Come out and see them.
Well, that was really well done.
That was.
See, now she just got earned her paycheck.
Yes.
You can buy another purse.
All right.
But at 420, they're going to give away free stuff to smoke.
Oh.
Everybody gets a joint, I guess.
Oh.
I don't know.
Everybody gets a joint.
Well.
I guess. I don't know. Remember, that's what they used to call it. Remember Mary Jane?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, anyhow, thank you, Dave from Oasis. Thank you, Gateway Subs. And thank you, the Gypsy Whisperer.
The Whispering Gypsy.
The Whispering
Gypsy. Have you been smoking already? Hey.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.